Edmund stood over the table. He was short, with a partially bald head and the hard face of a man who had spent his life at sea. He always wore a vest with no shirt underneath. It always looked ridiculous to Rassam, who had to hold his tongue to avoid mocking Edmund's amusing appearance.
"Can I have a seat?" Edmund asked.
Rassam pointed to the chair across from his own.
"Please." "Tell me what this is all about, Rassam. You and I have never been friends. When I heard you wanted to meet with me about some sort of voyage, I didn't know what to think."
Rassam eyed Edmund with a stern face and tried to sound sincere.
"I need the help of a man who knows his way around rough waters."
Edmund sat back in his chair and chuckled.
"I know what you do for a living, Rassam."
Rassam looked at him, trying to hide his annoyance.
"I am in the trade business, so what?"
Edmund sipped his drink.
"We both know you are a pirate. You hire 2 or 3 men a month to help you with that excuse for a boat tied to our proud dock. Never the same 2 or 3 men. Illegal activity is not the business of my crew."
Rassam wanted to reach across the table and choke the life out of Edmund. Instead, he dropped his head for just a second and tried to keep his mind on his mission.
"I admit it."
He raised his head back up and rubbed his black beard with his dark-skinned hand.
"Pirates look for treasure. I've never done any illegal activity on the water like you think."
This was a lie he felt he had to tell.
"I am, however, in search of a treasure."
Rassam pointed down at the map. Edmund scanned it and immediately recognized landmarks. Taking another sip from his cup, he looked back down at the map. Rassam saw Edmund's eyes go wide at the sight of the X.
"What makes you think I would sail to that spot, of all places, with you?"
Edmund asked.
Rassam cleared his throat.
"Give me a moment to explain."
He looked thoughtfully at Edmund. This was the risky part of the meeting. Even if most people would think what Rassam was proposing was laughable, he wanted to keep this conversation private.
"I would like your word that none of this leaves the table. I know you've already told people that you were meeting with me. Lie if you have to. But if I hear you tell anyone what I'm about to share with you, I will crack your head open."
Edmund nodded in accord. He knew Rassam was capable of doing just that. Rassam leaned in a little closer and pointed at the map.
"This map is patched together, as you can see. My father had a piece of it in a box in his room when I was a child."
He pointed to the left corner piece with the X.
"It's taken me 15 years to find the other 3 pieces. Before my father died, he told me where to find the rest of them. It was harder to complete the task than he thought, but I now finally have it. Without the other 3 pieces, the X was just a mystery. Now that it's completed, it's obvious that these are forbidden waters."
Rassam stared into Edmund's eyes for a moment.
"Forbidden is not the word I would use," said Edmund. "I've heard horrible stories of men who have tried to sail that part of the world."
Rassam was waiting for that response.
"There is a reason those rumors were started."
He pointed to the X.
"To protect this treasure, or so my father believed and told me as much on his deathbed."